Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Jah, Yah,
Zine,
Yahweh.
You talking that talk.
You know what I mean? It's Hebrew Law and Rosenberg. Good morning, man. We here on another day, another Tuesday. It's going to be, what's going to be like today, Laura? What they talking about?
It's actually going to be really nice, bro. It's a high of 57 degrees. Whoa. A little rain in the evening, but 57.
We get sunshine today?
I mean, it's rain in the evening. That's the notes that I have. But let me check our little trusty weather app to see what they're talking about.
I mean,
it's like at 9 a.m. I see sunshine and clouds throughout the day. But a high of 57. So.
Okay, so it's a mild, nice mild day, but not a lot of sun.
True. Yeah, and rain in the evening.
Oh, okay. All right. Should we get our hopes up that this is the new normal or nah, not yet?
Let me tell you something. Just to make you feel good. On Sunday, it is going to be 64 degrees.
Oh, give Jah all the thanks and praises.
Who is that? That was me.
Yeah, Johnny, pull it together, bro.
Yo, speaking of Jah, thanks and praises, did you see the movie?
Yes.
Nice. What was your thoughts?
I thought it was a good movie. You know what I'm saying? It was a good family movie. Took the family there. You know what I'm saying? It scratched the surface on stories. I've been seeing Bob documentaries, reading books and all that my whole life.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I like the things they added in with his relationship with, you know, with Rita.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love how they, you know, wove in, you know, his faith. And Rastafarian faith in there.
Right.
I love how, you know, there's good symbolism in there.
Yeah.
Some of the politics, you know. I think the only question I had when I walked out of there was, remember when Coxon pulled the gun on him?
Yes.
And they took him in the studio?
Yes.
Is that Lee Scratch Perry? Is that supposed to be Lee Scratch Perry in the studio?
I don't know.
That's the only question I have.
I think that was it. That wasn't even.
Is that Lee Scratch Perry? That's supposed to be. You know, I'm a big Lee Scratch Perry fan just because of what he contributed to creation of sound.
Yeah.
Ear to sound.
And I think people have to remember it's based on a true story. It's not the documentary. So if you truly followed Bob Marley's life, you're not going to get everything in this movie.
It's a movie for the family to go out and, you know, connect with the, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it was more for my 9-year-old than it was for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wanted her to see that.
Yeah.
You know, for my lady to see that and us to have a night out together and have some culture.
And it was good. Music, all that.
Yeah, but then that opens the door for me to talk about, you know, Marcus Garvey with her.
Exactly.
And talk about, you know, Haile Selassie with her.
Right.
And talk about the connection of the Solomonic dynasty.
Scene.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Because you saw the connection at the end where, and it's not like a spoiler or anything, but it was Selassie on the horse. Did you realize that?
Yeah.
Where throughout it showed his father, but it wouldn't show his face.
That's right.
And Selassie being in the same outfit on the horse took the place of his father in his life.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, so it was cool.
You know, so yeah. You know, I enjoyed it, man. I enjoyed it. I haven't really seen. I hear there's some negative blowback. The only, like, real negative thing I've seen online is idiots talking about, yo, the act. I couldn't understand what they were saying in the movie. The accent was too thick. Shut your dumb ass up.
The accents was not thick.
Well, yeah, for us.
Right. The more me in the Caribbean community, all I heard was, why they ain't add this? Why they ain't add that? Why they ain't put this?
But that's what. But with all of our heroes, it's never good enough.
Yeah.
All of them.
For sure.
All of them. When Malcolm X came out, wasn't good enough.
Facts.
And we all know what people thought of Notorious for B.I.G.
Oh, boy.
Right. And we know what everybody thought about the Tupac movies.
For sure. So this is that. But it's entertaining and it's good for the culture.
And these movies, when they do these movies to keep kind of the story going of people we admired and look up to, it'll never be a documentary.
Right.
It'll never have the grit and the feel of a real life scenario. Like if you go see the Bob Marley documentary, like they recreated things that I seen 100 times.
Yeah.
You know, I love how they showed the children in the movie.
Yep.
And I enjoy. And you know, the movie's done $100 million at the box office. Listen, man.
Listen,
if the family is into it, I'm into it. I think I said that before. Like, yeah. Who am I? I just enjoyed the music. I'm an admirer. I'm an outsider. This is the family's thing. This is their legacy, their name.
Yeah.
I'm here to celebrate them and appreciate them for keeping the story alive.
True indeed. And a lot of people didn't know how he passed. And this gave them some insight on the
truth. Well, a lot of people refuse to believe that this is how he passed, too.
I mean, them conspiracies is not going to go away.
Yeah, a lot of people like, that ain't what happened, his toe.
He was killed.
I done had a bad toenail before.
But it definitely was something with the toe, for sure.
Well, it's because the toe wouldn't heal.
Right.
Which is what led them to believe something else was going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the piece. It's not the actual toe itself. It's the fact that the toe won't heal, which led them to the understanding they had some sort of melanoma.
But that's
because
they
cancer.
Injected him with poison through his toe.
There you go.
To take him out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the underground story.
That's what they say. That's what they say. Yeah. Anyways, Ebro, Laura Rosemary, let's get into a shenanigan time. Who we got on the line? We are here today to celebrate life together.
You got Shay.
Shay Shay.
I'm here.
Yo, you like Club Shay Shay? You be listening to Club Shay Shay?
I do.
Shay Shay. And listen, that Club Shay Shay done blew up so fast. People enjoy it, though. People love the drama. The drama don't stop, man.
It doesn't.
Yo, I called my cousin the other day. Just on some, you know, he wanted to talk to me about Selassie being born and all that and how the family. Man, I wasn't on the phone 15 minutes before I heard 4 different stories about things going on in our family. I was like, man, I gotta go, man. Like,
they gotta put
yo,
you on.
Yo, so and so says she mad from something that happened in 1979. I was like, bro, I gotta go, man.
Auntie and uncle ain't talking.
Oh, they don't talk. Mm-hmm. Can you call so and so? They got an attitude. Man, I can't. I gotta go. Who else we got online?
We got Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Morning. How you guys doing today?
Jermaine, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. Can't complain.
What you got playing today? You working? You chilling?
Yeah, I'm heading to work right now.
Where you doing? What do you do?
Well, construction. Concrete excavated. Shout out to my crew.
There it is. Shout out to the crew. Shout out to all the workers, the construction workers, the iron workers, cement. I think they got different unions. Don't cement people and the iron people got different?
Yeah, they do.
Different gangs they in or something?
Yeah, the unions.
Yeah, they in gang. They gang. Shay Shay, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
I'm gonna have to go with my girl Laura.
All right now.
I'll try.
6 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
That's right.
Shiny with the question.
Question.
Let's play Laura. Never loser. Go.
Okay.
Which country legend congratulated
Ebro.
Beyonce, Ebro,
Dolly Parton,
on her number one hit? That's a fact. Which space shuttle was destroyed
Ebro.
in Ebro? 3.
Apollo 13.
Incorrect. In 1986, in a 1986 takeoff explosion.
I remember this. I was in school. That was a big deal.
I remember that. Yeah, that was big.
Oh, that, I think it's...
Three.
Is it the... Challenger.
Yeah, is Challenger, correct. Tie game. Okay. Who called himself the Eminem Ebro. Slayer? Ebro.
Benzino.
During Drink Champs, that's what he did.
Yo, did we unpack Benzino crying on that, Drink Champs yet?
We should.
Or we just left
which
it alone?
Which chess piece is the smallest?
Ebro.
Laura.
What?
The smallest.
Three,
I think it's...
Two.
I think it's called a...
How much time she get? What's going on?
Time ran out.
Time did it or did
no,
one
I
second?
Ebro, what is it? Ebro, what is it?
No, I answered it. What are you talking about?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What'd you say?
Be quiet. I said the pawn.
The buzzer
did you hear
was,
the pawn?
The buzzer was up and it sounded like you said pawn.
Nah, fam.
Yo, Griff, what you saying? Because if she gets this right, it's a tie game.
She knows she bull is she, man.
Disrespect. What? Oh,
you call it disrespect?
Disrespect.
Ah, get out of here.
What, they going to the tapes? What y'all saying?
They don't want to chime in. They scared of Laura Stiles.
No.
The only thing that flies on this game is y'all doing me dirty.
I feel like she,
oh, my God, you always say that.
I don't know if you caught it by the buzzer.
Exactly. She didn't because you was like
I did.
3, 2.
You know how many times I say my name before you? You just louder. I'd be like, all right.
Oh, we're
at a
sound like Selassie when she woke up at 1 a.m.
We're at a standstill. We don't know. The judges aren't telling
Whatever.
Me.
The judges ain't even chiming in?
Nah, nobody's saying.
Well, you got to make the call, Shani.
I feel like you didn't make it at the buzzer.
Yeah. What a day when the tables have turned.
That means Ebro wins.
Oh my God. Yo, Laura, you know why I won? Because we was having that job talk before the segment. Shani's biased right now.
I'm not biased.
Because we was having Yahweh talk.
I'm not biased.
Yo, Laura gonna hold this against you, bro.
It didn't sound like
yo, Shay Shay, man.
Feel right.
Hate when things
right.
don't work out for you, man. It's terrible.
They might be going to the tapes and correct me, but that's what I heard.
Shay.
Yo, Laura. Laura.
The judges are in.
Yo, Laura, I'll do you some charity.
The judges
want charity.
It's okay, but you know, this time, I'll just let it go.
I said zero before the answer. No good.
I said zero before the answer came in. So... The win stands. Ebro wins.
This is controversy, man. We're gonna have to have family court and work this out. We're gonna have to iron this out, bro.
It's
controversy.
Whatever.
Yo, Jermaine, buddy, you get what tickets is it, Laura?
What tickets is it, Ebro?
Oh, okay, fine. That's what we're doing? All right, cool. I'll do your job.
There's tickets
no
to see 5 of Your 4 live at the Brooklyn Paramount on Saturday, May 18th.
Good looking, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Yo, Jermaine, you hearing this up here? This is nasty work.
No.
Nasty work. You, it's bad up here today. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Well, speaking of nasty work, Diddy is being sued for sexual assault by a former male employee. It is involving Stevie J.
If you haven't heard about this,
Oh, my God. It is very messy and detailed, and we'll cover it. Coming up next.
This is Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Laura says we getting some nice weather today. Some sunshine in the morning. Clouds pull up later. Rain tonight. But looking towards the weekend, Laura reported, what, 60s?
I mean, on Sunday, 64. Ooh. But for the rest of the day, it's going to be like high, like 549, 52s. You know what I mean? On Wednesday, 60, hopefully.
There it goes. Let's go. Let's go. Flashing lights sound. Love you. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
Oh, guys, this is not good. Diddy has been sued by a man claiming Diddy assaulted him. Rodney Jones, a former producer and videographer for Diddy, claims that he was repeatedly sexually assaulted by Diddy and always was pushed and coerced and a lot of unwanted advances. He claims that Diddy would grope him and touch his behind.
Touching his butt, y'all.
Diddy would parade around naked in front of him. He believes he was trying to groom him into having sex. He claims that Diddy would downplay everything by calling it horseplay.
Mm.
And he also says that Diddy forced him to watch a sex tape with Stevie J having intercourse with another man. He included a screen grab of the video in the lawsuit. And then Young Miami's name got tossed in this because he claims that Young Miami's cousin was trying to push him to have sex in front of Diddy.
Whoa. What's that got to do with Young Miami, though?
Just Young Miami's cousin. The reason this particular person was there because it was related to Young Miami. He also claims that Diddy ordered his son Justin Combs to recruit underage girls to attend parties. He also believes that he was drugged and raped at least in one occasion. But it goes on and on. And then Cuba Gooding Jr. is thrown into it also of groping him at a party. I mean, guys, this is it's pretty messy.
Nah, this remember when they was like can't stop, won't stop? Sounds like Diddy couldn't stop and the lawsuits won't stop.
Well, they're saying that Diddy is saying that this is a lie, of course, right? But the dude would have to prove it. And I don't know.
Yeah, proving it's going to be tough.
Well, didn't we say he already the thing has screenshots from the video?
Well, there were screenshots of the alleged sex tape.
That's what
he
I
was
mean.
Forced to watch.
But proving that he was forced to watch it is, I think, what we're talking about. Not that it exists.
I mean, listen, guys, does it really, in the end, though, in terms of, obviously it matters to the guy who's pursuing the case, but in terms of public consumption and view, just all the stories coming out, regardless of what's provable, will end up being more just like,
in the court of public opinion, It's already decided what's going on here.
Right.
But in the actual court where Diddy may have to cut a check or there's criminal charges is what we were talking about.
Right.
And is this a criminal case, Laura, or is this a civil case?
No, he's pursuing money.
He wants money. Yeah. Got it. And I think that's the piece where, you know, Diddy's got money and he's got lawyers and he ain't just going to keep cutting checks. He cut the check to Cassie, quick, fast, in a hurry. I've never seen that. Yo, even if someone at the bank was like, you're about to get a loan for that amount, you can't get the check as fast as Cassie got the check.
So it is a good. I wonder why he didn't pursue criminal, though, because it is recent.
Right. Like, it was this album right here.
So I'm looking deeper into reports, and there's one instance where there's an allegation of a shooting. This is where he says that Diddy and his son got into a heated argument in L.A. at a recording studio, and he claims that there were a gun was shot and a man named G was hit. So it keeps going, guys. It keeps going.
If a gun was shot and somebody was hit, then there would already be a case on that.
So he's claiming that Diddy told the cops that he was shot in a drive-by, and the man who was shot kind of went with it. But, ugh.
So then that man's got to come out and cooperate.
I guess, man.
But yeah, these legal problems, yo, it's going to be going for a while, y'all. So just like y'all watching Risa Tisa, there's going to be a lot of episodes of this one.
It could go forever if people keep coming out. With how long he's been around, depending on how long ago the behavior started.
Mm-hmm.
It could literally be like that's the rest of his life. It's just one case after another.
It could go on right. forever, ever you want to do. No matter where you're at, neither here nor there. I swear, I can't find you anywhere.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:02. Today's a high of 57 degrees. A little rain this evening and alternate side parking is in effect.
The question, though, really is, are you surprised?
No.
All these years, we heard a lot of stuff. And then there was a lot of stuff that actually, just chaotic stuff that just happened around the Diddy Bad Boy camp, period. There's always stories and stuff. And even with the Wendy Williams stuff, and I'm not, you know, the level of toxicity that was surrounding an individual, I'm never surprised how these stories end. You know, happy endings when you live a life of toxicness and confusion and chaoticness and money getting and hustling and drinking and drugs and partying. And these stories never really end like, oh, happy ending.
I mean, I just don't think anybody knew that Diddy's situation went to this extreme. Like, people thought he was partying a lot and he was out there living a lot of life and running around. I don't think people knew that he was potentially a serial abuser.
Okay.
I mean, yeah,
that's fair. No, it's fair what you're saying. I don't think that either. You would think that people, you know, it was consensual. But, you know, you have to question, like, when people are going that hard, that fast for that long, do they know where the lines are?
Right. Well, and they've been that successful, have that much money, that much access,
that much power. Yep. Yeah, man. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Coming up, congratulations. You played yourself Ride or Die. Curve, DJ John. The gurus are in the building. It's Tuesday, by the way. I've lost track of the days as a father of a newborn. I don't know what day it is half the time, but we here together, man. Good morning.
WQHT FM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yo, Laura, can you catch me up? So there was a AT&T and Verizon. Who had the outage the other day? That was like
a lot of people.
Me, and I am an AT&T customer. So it was mostly AT&T, but also Verizon. And I believe, I don't know, do you remember, Rosenberg, if it was T-Mobile also?
No, I mean, as far as I could tell, not Verizon or T-Mobile, but there was a lot of them. I mean, so many smaller ones too. But AT&T was the biggest one that had one.
So, you know, a lot of the smaller networks operate off the bigger networks, right? Like, they have deals where they operate off the bigger networks. So, my question is, what was their excuse? Because I didn't follow it. I've been following something else. I've been following Dirty Diapers.
Their excuse, Ebro, was that there was a solar flare. I mean, that was the only excuse that was put out there. Besides that, they didn't say much. But they said, oh, it was a solar flare.
So, wouldn't a solar flare affect everybody? How come a solar flare only would affect... Like,
I don't know if y'all know this, but it's
something from the sun. You know, the sun's really big. I don't know if y'all know, the sun's really big.
Yeah, but like, do we have experience with what a solar flare does? I don't even know.
My whole point is, why would it only affect one or a few? Why wouldn't it affect everybody? Anyway, my conspiracy is that it was some sort of hack. It wasn't a solar flare. And they don't want to tell everybody that their systems got hacked. Huh?
Yeah, people were trying to say that it was a cyber attack, but AT&T came out and was like, no, it's not that. So
yeah, because they don't want that. Why would a company that has all your personal information want to put them to know that they got cyber hacked?
Yeah, they wouldn't admit that.
They would never admit that.
No, they would not. But, well, I don't know. Would they have to, though? I don't know if they could. They straight up lie and just say they were not hacked if, in fact, people were compromised.
Well, yeah, it may not have been compromised. Mm. Like, nothing may have happened.
April.
Yes.
They also said that AT&T said that it was the cause was found to be a technical error.
So was it a solar flare or a technical error, guys?
We don't know.
That's what the company.
That's what the company spokesman said.
You know what it sounds like.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Out of the way.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of playing yourself going on out here. You can play yourself. We can watch other people play themselves.
By the way, though, they decided to give people back, as a result of the outage, $5 per person in rebate.
Ooh. $5? My daughter gets more than that from the Tooth Fairy. What are we talking about?
But at the same time, the funny part is everyone. That's what everyone's response was. Like $5. Like, you know, that's over $1 billion. They gave over $1 billion back, and everyone's response is just womp womp.
Yeah, because if they're giving us $5 back and willing to spend whatever billions that is, guess how much their money they're making? Nobody don't feel bad for them.
I'm not saying feel bad. I'm saying more hit the button, though, because that's still a lot of money for a company to give away on a given month. Like, yo, take $1 billion, and it still didn't do anything.
Congratulations.
It didn't help anybody.
$1.13 billion, and it just does nothing. That said, if they'd wanted to do twice that amount, give everyone 10, people still would have complained. That would have been $2.27 billion they would have had to spend. The whole thing's a congrats. And also to all of us who don't have a landline.
Congratulations.
Which I don't.
You played yourself.
Oh, I got one.
I ended up getting one.
Yeah. I don't know the number, though. But if I plug a phone in, it'll work.
And it's not into the cable box. It's into the wall.
It's into the wall. Yeah.
I don't even know if I have that as an option in my building anymore. I don't
really.
Even know.
Come on, you better get that set up, bro.
I don't know if it's an option. And by the way, even if it is here, I live in an old building. I think a lot of new buildings aren't even built for it.
They don't have phone lines at all.
I think a lot of new places you can't get a phone line. You'd have to do it through your cable.
Check.
Yo, man, we need to go back to where we had to go through the yellow pages, man. Just open up a book and look for what you needed. You know, teach people how to read maps again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I come from a time. You know what I'm saying? As an old head, where I can actually open up a map and read a map.
I can barely read a map. That always was true. I was never able to be confident on a map.
But if your mobile phone didn't work and you plugged in the wall phone, who would you call? You don't know no numbers.
Man, I'm calling Ghostbusters, man. Why are you playing with me?
I mean, in my case, literally my parents.
Like, that's all you could call.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, if God forbid the worst happened, who are you thinking about calling, right? You only have a few people you're trying to call. Do you know their numbers at least?
Well, God forbid the worst happened, I think everybody should have a plan in place, a meeting place with their family. I think y'all should already have that planned. Where do we go? What's the safe location we go to on high ground? Because around here it would be about water, right? Our issue around here would be about flooding and water.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? Which is, you know, listen, have a plan. That's all I'm going to say. If solar flares are happening and we can't get straight answers,
right?
Have a plan.
You played yourself.
That's all I'm saying. Laura, what you got today?
Just one of these. Like, producer Griff sent me this story, and it's like, so there's a man who, you know, there's nothing, I mean, there is, but there's people who are particularly mean to service workers, and there's a special place in hell for people like that. So an employee that was working at McDonald's, just normal day, a customer comes up and noticed that the guy put he touched the lid of his soft drink.
Mm.
You know, and putting the lid on the soft drink, completely flipped out. Was so mad that the employee touched the lid of his soft drink that he decided to punch the worker.
Come on,
times.
Bro.
Over and over again.
Wow.
Now, this person need a mental health eval. Whoever this is that spazzed like this over the top of a lid of a drink?
Bro, people like this, yes, you're absolutely right. He definitely needs a mental health evaluation. And yes, he was taken, you know, police came and everything. But, bro, the poor guy got punched over and over and over because of this.
Crazy.
Because of a drink cover?
Yes, and his whole explanation for it was like, yo, he touched the lid to my soft drink.
Yeah, nah, he's not okay. This guy's not okay. He doesn't, you know, whoever this guy, I don't know, how does he expect lids to get put on drinks? I don't understand what he's saying.
What?
This person's never had a lid get put on a drink before?
He wants a glove, man. He wants a glove.
Yo, that is such a new thing. You know how new that is? People, the person at the front desk of a front counter of a restaurant, especially a fast food restaurant, has been the person to put the lid on your drink for how long?
Right. And you're not changing
gloves. And
that's
why they give you a straw that has a cover on it that you're supposed to rip open and use that straw to drink the drink.
Exactly, Laura.
But, you know, it is a wonder every single day that we survive in society. I swear to you. Especially in big cities. Like, you're just wandering around next to absolute crazy people at every moment, hoping that we survive the next day. That's why I just don't talk. You just can't even talk. Can't honk at anyone. Don't say any words to anyone. You just got to keep moving through the day. Hope for the best.
Well, LLJ Cool J.
Listen, I'm honking and I'm talking ish. So, but I got something for you if you want to get loose. I got something for you. It might be on the cover of the news, and I may lose this job, but I got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No. Wish you the best with them. I'm not going to do it.
Rosenberg, what you got?
How about, well, you have, of course, the end of the Knicks game last night that everybody's talking about.
Wait, what happened? Put me on.
Where there was a turnover late in the game, and the Pistons got the ball, and Dante DiVincenzo of the Knicks basically slam-tackled into the Pistons player, just like completely ran him over. Knicks took the ball back, scored at the buzzer, and won the game.
And then, like, where's the foul?
Which led to Monty Williams, the head coach of the Pistons, just getting up at the podium and being like, this is enough. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Y'all are robbing us. It's over. He's now getting fined, but also the league has admitted that they got the call wrong. So hit the button on everybody.
Congratulations.
So why is he getting fined? Well, because the rule is you can't say nothing about the refs, right? So you're going to get fined.
Yeah, you got to take the fine because you decided to just completely. Literally, he didn't even say anything else. He only got up there, ripped the refs, and walked away. So you're going to take that fine. But the biggest congrats is whenever the league admits that they got something wrong. Like, when is the NBA going to just institute a thing where, like, in the last few minutes of a game, any call like this gets reviewed by the people sitting in Secaucus? They have people in Secaucus sitting around watching every game.
Because guess what else is happening in Secaucus? Nothing.
Exactly.
So all they can do all day is this.
So why can't they just wire down and be like, hey, guys, you missed it. That should be a foul. We need to bring that back. Like, there has to be a way to override big mix calls. Now, I think there's being a little, I think there's being a little too much made of this call, Ebro, because to me, it would have been a loose ball foul because the player with the Pistons.
It wasn't
player,
a shooting foul.
Oh, no, and I don't even think the player on the Pistons had the ball anymore. I think the ball was loosely out of his hands, and they were both going for the ball.
Got it.
I think I'm in the way minority of people who feel that way, because what you see is basically DiVincenzo just run someone over. But, I mean, but at the same time, though, to the Detroit Pistons, just on the strength of being the Detroit Pistons, you got to hold this button, yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
When the Pistons show up to play basketball, they just should put an L in the column anyway at this point. Like, what are you arguing about? You're arguing about one win with the Knicks in a game that means nothing to you? What are you talking about?
You might as well want to stay. Y'all are currently the worst team in the league. I would just be happy.
Yo, keep doing that.
You should send a thank you note to the refs. You didn't need to get win number 9 in late February. You didn't need that. Monty, what are you doing, man? Just take the loss. Keep stacking these losses.
Are you telling the Pistons to be true to themselves? Just be true to yourself, man. Stop trying to be somebody you're not.
And go and try to get that number one pick. But that's the damn shame of the lottery. You don't even know if you're going to get it.
Listen, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning. Laura.
Yeah?
Is there a diaper that detects doo-doo? Because you know they have the diaper, like the baby pees in the diaper, and it goes, turns blue.
Yeah.
Is there a doo-doo detector diaper?
No, unless the doo-doo
because the way Selassie is out here farting and rumbling, the amount of times I got to unswaddle her to see if there's doo-doo in the diaper, which then just disrupts her sleep anyway.
Yeah.
Because she was just bragging about coming from a time.
Well, now I need technology to do its thing. You know what I'm saying?
Now you just got to sniff the butt, man.
I do sniff, but the gas just holds, and it smells like doo-doo, and then I open the diaper, and nothing's in there.
Man. Welcome back to the infant stage.
Bro. Yo, man. It's a good time, though. I ain't going to lie. Velocity's a cool young lady.
Very young. Emphasis on young.
Super young. As in newborn. You know what I mean?
If you ever describe someone as a young lady as your daughter, and they were, well, how old is your daughter? And you were like 7 days.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty young.
Yo, listen. 97 minutes commercial free. And then DJ John is next. This is Cash One rocking. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, everybody. We are here. 97 minutes commercial-free music right now. Cast Uno. Cast One, what's the hottest song out right now? Hottest song in the club.
Bent is the hottest song out there, bro. Bent is on fire.
Brooklyn.
So Bent's still doing it. Brooklyn's still doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Hennessy got me bent. Wins me again.
Thanks to you, Ebro. I went and listened to the Teach Me How to Drill yesterday.
Okay, that's Lil Mabu, Upper West Side, Rich Family, White Kid.
I think he's Upper East Side.
Upper East Side, even richer.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say it like that, but yeah, possibly. I just can't decide whether I like it or literally hate it so much that I don't know what to say.
So musically speaking, where are you at with it?
Musically,
like talent-wise, like the way
he clearly is very talented.
Okay,
he is able to do the drill thing on a very high level.
What's the drill? When you say the drill thing, what do you mean?
I mean playing the character of being a scare the kids drill rapper who yells crazy and makes aggressive ass drill music. Because I do believe he's playing a part, 100%.
Yeah, but he's not talking tough on the records, though.
He's not on that one.
He's playing the white nerd all the time. He's not acting like he's in the streets, from what I heard.
On that record, he's being clear that it's a part. But on other songs, nah. There are other songs where he's just straight up sounding like a straight up drill rapper. He's just talking crazy-ish.
Got it.
Yeah, for sure. It's not always in character of, I'm the white guy, I'm just kind of goofing. Sometimes it's fully, I'm just that guy. And then on this one, it gives a very, like, almost Eminem, Dr. Dre, guilty conscience, kind of fun character vibe. But he does, Shawnee, have you peeped him yet?
I think so. Cass, is this the same kid that you put me on to, like, months ago?
Yeah, a while back.
I showed Shawnee the Mathematical Disrespect record. Did you see that one, Rosenberg?
Yeah. I remember that one, too.
So I'd have to agree with Rosenberg. He's talented, for sure. But he's co-opting the whole drill movement and kind of making a mockery of it on purpose.
It is. Yeah. It's hard for me to remove that part of that. Yeah. It's like clearly a mockery. But it's really well done. It's really well done.
Yes.
A really well done skit.
Like, too well done.
So I'm told the Mabu kid, and for everybody listening, like, who are you talking about? It's this white kid from the Upper East Side who started, you know, rhyming over drill beats. He's a college kid, from what I understand. And, you know, he's still in college, but he's out here moving around and making these records. And so now he's got a record with 504 and that went viral, you know, I would say maybe a couple of months ago. We might as well play it.
It probably needs to be clean, no?
It probably absolutely needs to be clean.
I can't believe people not playing it. I know Drewski's playing it.
Okay, I was about to say, I would think people are playing it. It sounds like a record people would play.
Yeah. And the whole thing was like, you know, they played around with the N-word in the song. Because people was like, yo, did Mabu use the N-word or did Favio say the N-word? Who was playing? They playing with the N-word. And you know me, don't play with the N-word. Like, why are you playing? That's right. Why are you playing in people's face? Why are you playing in people's face?
No, and there's definitely, in the video, there's a part where Favio literally, like, almost like he stops him from saying it and covers his mouth. Like, nah, we don't do that. Like, it's like intentionally.
Yeah, so they trolling us all. They trolling us all, which is what the kids do on the internets. Troll. But we'll get that on. That's a little my.
It's a conversation. Definitely a fun conversation.
And it's New York City. It's some New York City-ish. And now, bring in DJ John.
Yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
John. DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
What's poppin', John? What are you giving the people when they call right now and stump DJ John with a question? What can they win?
Tickets to see Sean.
Oh, you might want to turn that mic on.
Thanks, Shawnee.
You're on three.
You're on three?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, good Lord. Yo, y'all, can y'all have the, this is like, says, y'all might as well just, we might as well play a new game.
It says four.
When, this is a skit.
This is a whole other game. It's called, can we get DraftKings, FanDuel?
He could.
Will DJ John and Shawnee Culture figure out what mic DJ John is on?
I said four.
He communicated four. I put up four, and it sounds like crap.
So no, now he's fine.
Tickets to see Sean Paul happen on May 9th. There you go.
There it is.
Tickets on sale now. May hop by Live Nation. So see Sean Paul May 9th at the Book and Paramount. Tickets on sale now. May hop by Live Nation. Once again, Sean Paul May 9th at the Book and Paramount.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
We heard it. We heard it.
What's going on with you? Why'd you just start yelling for no reason?
Why are you screaming?
Just want to get the range from the mic, you know.
Yo, my man, you all right?
It's a microphone. No need to yell.
Yo, big Yankee fan, that DJ John. I think there was like a spring camp game or something yesterday, wasn't it?
Day before.
Sure.
Yeah, day before. How's that going?
No, yesterday too.
Yo, spring camp is crazy.
Spring camp?
What's spring training? My bad.
It's in the winter. Spring training's in the winter.
Spring is next month. They just getting going.
I don't understand that.
So you didn't pay attention to the game is what you tell them?
Yesterday, no.
You're not a real fan. How many games the Yankees going to win this year?
I'm watching the Knicks instead.
You cannot get mad at John for not watching baseball in February. I'm going to defend John
mad.
Here.
I'm not mad. That's not,
in fact, you got problems if you turn on a spring game in February.
Yeah, you're like too OD. Like, yo, relax, man.
Wait, you're too big of a fan then.
No, you're just like
if you're like in the spring. I hate spring training. I've never, you know how people like travel to Arizona or wherever they travel to?
Florida for the Yankees.
For the games and all that. Like, what are we talking
about? Well, no, my guess would be actually that the only way it would be enjoyable, Ebro, is if you live the kind of life where you just had nothing to do. And you could go hang in Florida for 3 or 4 days when it's cold. And that'd probably be fun. Okay. Turning it on your TV is crazy.
You're a wild person.
Yeah, like, no. Going there and drinking beer and talking to a friend, that sounds kind of fun. In your house, being like, hey, turn off that basketball. Flip on this February baseball game. Right, now you're nuts.
Yeah.
Who we got online, Shawnee?
There's no name, but here we go.
Shout to no name.
Shout to no name.
Good morning. I told him it was Valerie.
Oh, hey, Valerie. I was going to say, there's this young artist named No Name. She's fire. Y'all should listen to her new album. It's great. But anyway, go check it out. It's from Chicago. Hey, Valerie, you got a question for DJ John?
I do. DJ John, what year did Red Lobster open?
What year did Red Lobster
open?
Very important.
1977?
Ooh, okay.
Close enough. 1968.
It's not horseshoes or hand grenades. You got to get it right. It's not close. There's no close enough. He's very wrong.
I think he got it wrong. I'll take it.
Valerie, you're getting the tickets. The tickets are yours.
Thank you. Congrats on the new baby.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to feed her right. Valerie. I'm feeding her right now, or at least attempting to.
Enjoy the moment. They go fast.
Yeah, it goes. The newborn thing goes really, really, really fast. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles. What's happening?
Guys, crazy story coming up in the Flashing Lights report, man. Diddy is being sued. He's being sued for sexual assault by a former male employee. I'll give you the details coming up next.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. I think you trying to play Teach Me How to Drill? There you go. Now, see, me, when I first heard the song, I was like, yo, this song is a bop. They moved
it. It's definitely a good drill record for sure. You're just like, what? See him little nerd on that gate. Should I punch him in his face? Chill, little bro, you gotta wait. Then he better look the other way before I put him on a chase. Damn, a slow white boy lace. He about to make us catch another case. You don't wanna be in no jailhouse. You don't wanna be with no jakes. Watch what I do, listen what I say. Copy my moves, follow my pace. Gotta take notes what's around you so you'll never make mistakes. My 4-5, yeah, I'm new to this place. What's going on, that drill, you come home, eat that meal. But I'm gonna wait to take the drugs home, so don't bring them back to home. The white suburban kid gets embraced by the hood. We've seen it before. We've seen this movie before.
Doing drill on a scooter.
Right. Well, they're using each other. You know what I'm saying? The white kid wants credibility in the hood, and the kid from the hood wants crossover. People in the suburbs to spend that money and buy them tickets to the show.
That's facts.
He's actually a white urban kid. Yeah, Ebro. It's different.
Technically, yes. He lives in
Manhattan. Yeah, he's technically urban.
Facts. So. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights,
lights. I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles can put us on.
So Rodney Jones, a former producer and videographer for Diddy, claims that he was repeatedly sexually assaulted by Diddy. And... you know, also was forced in unwanted advances by associates of Diddy. He claims that he would be groped. His behind was touched. Diddy would dance around naked in front of him. He truly believes that he was trying to groom him into having sex. He says that Diddy would downplay the alleged assaults as horseplay. And he goes on to say that Diddy forced him to watch a video involving Stevie J having sex with another man. He included a screen grab of the video in the lawsuit. Then Young Miami's name got brought into it by saying that a cousin of Diddy's girlfriend, Young Miami, also sexually assaulted him, allegedly attempting to have sex with him in front of Diddy and members of his staff, like a show. And he also says that Diddy brought prostitutes and underage women to his parties, to his homes in Miami. He says that, and he truly believes that he was drugged and possibly raped at one time. This goes on. He says that he saw Diddy intentionally serving women bottles of his tequila and vodka brands laced with drugs. Says that he had his son bring girls over to the parties, usually underage girls. I mean, and then he claims that Diddy introduced him to Cuba Gooding Jr. at a yacht, and that Cuba Gooding Jr. began touching and groping and fondling his legs in a very inappropriate manner.
Well, listen, when you're working, and this guy worked for Diddy, worked with Diddy, for Diddy, how was...
Yeah, he was his a producer and videographer.
Producer and videographer. So... when you're on the job, these type of allegations, you know, they carry weight. He was on a job. So there's that part. And then when you're talking about Diddy, you have all the other stuff that we've been hearing for years. Plus the fact that his abuse allegations, he paid out Cassie.
Yeah, this guy's seeking $30 million in damages. And, you know, Diddy's reps came back and just are denying the whole thing.
I mean... yeah.
Well, of course they are. They're going to see how much money this guy got. How much money he's going to give to the lawyers to see if they want to go toe-to-toe and how they're going to drag this out. That's usually how it happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Messy, man. And like I said before, I have a feeling there more of these types of lawsuits are going to come.
Did he do it? People love that joke, by the way.
Did he do it?
They just love that. Did he do it? Did he not?
Well, the internet, if nothing else, is a sophisticated place.
You know? Come on. You know that. Top tier.
Top tier always.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Today is, the time is 8:01, a high of 57 degrees, rain in the evening, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Look, coming up, man, on Ebro in the morning. Is there a doo-doo detector diaper? I need to know. That's all I got today, guys. I got a newborn. I got doo-doo issues.
It's called your nose.
The doo-doo detection system.
That's right. Old school.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97. First person shooter mode.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. I called the pediatrician. We had to call the pediatrician like 3 times yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, because when Selassie sleeps, she whistles and makes little bird calls in her sleep.
So I said, all right, Jah.
And so Jazz was like, what is that? What, that right there, what's that noise? I'll be like, she's just sort of, she's whistling, like, you know, she's breathing in, breathing out. It makes noises sometimes, baby. No, right there, what's that? I'm like, and so I Googled it, and it said, you know, babies make noises when they sleep.
Right.
But it wasn't good enough. You got it. It's not good enough. You got to hit the pediatrician.
Wait till she starts growling.
Oh, no. When the grunts come.
Growl like a little baby dinosaur. You're like, what the hell?
You're like, yo, what is in the bassinet? What is that?
What is that?
Wait, is there a little demon in there? What's happening?
Well, because, yeah. they start getting their little vocals together, and then the gas gets real bad, and they're like.
Rosenberg, but it sounds like you have a creature in there. You're
well,
like,
not only
what?
That, but it'll be grown man grunts, too. You'll be like, yo, how deep is your voice right now?
It's so true.
Yo, that's crazy.
Well, so then Selassie, so yesterday Selassie slept for like 23 hours. So that stressed mom. Mom was stressed off that. What is wrong with my child? Why is my child sleeping so much today? But hit the pediatrician again. Nothing. It's fine. Baby sleep. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Meanwhile, family and friends are like, yo, y'all are blessed. Your child wants to sleep that much? Let that baby sleep.
And that's usually during the day, no?
Yesterday, it was day and night.
Mm.
Wow. Day and night. So we was getting sleep. But that was just yesterday. Every day is different, guys.
You burning spliffs around Selassie.
What? Are you crazy? No way. You know I don't smoke around children. What are you talking about?
Me and Selassie, I ja.
Oh, because his name's Selassie, you think Ebro might say rules are out the window. Let's control it up.
She going to sleep. She
I don't even sleep. I don't even smoke in my home.
Yeah.
Like, smoke in my house.
Very responsible. But I mean, you know.
Very responsible.
Her name gives her a pass.
That's bare minimum.
That's like regular. What are you talking about?
Not smoking in front of your baby is not, you don't get credit for that.
When I had Pee Wee, my dog, I wouldn't smoke around him.
All right, well, now maybe a bridge too far.
Because he was in my house, but I was like, no.
You guys never smoke in your house, period?
Nah, never.
No.
Why?
I don't want that smell in my house.
Smell.
Right.
And I don't want that.
Y'all know weed smell really doesn't stick around like that, right? It's not like cigarettes.
I don't know. It just feels too... It feels, you know, it feels like I'm still in college. Yo, why am I smoking in my house? Right. Like, go for a walk. Go outside. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'll step outside.
And my house isn't big enough either. It's not like I have another room. You know what I mean? Like, all the rooms are used and occupied. So, nah.
I mean, that's an interesting choice that I would not make in my life. If I were a smoker as an adult in my own home, I'm rolling, lighting, smoking. No thoughts.
Really? Even if your partner doesn't smoke that much? Or smoke like that?
I mean, if they were like, I really don't like this bothers me, then of course not, no. But if, like, the other person is I don't care, like cigarettes, back in the day when smoking cigarettes inside was a thing, that's a problem. Like,
right.
that will ruin your furniture. And by the way, again, also, I'm not talking about a situation where you have a weed head partner who smokes all day long. That would be very irritating. But if once a day, once every 2 days, someone lights a marijuana in your house, that will be gone within a few hours. It's not like, it's not all in your furniture or anything.
You know what's crazy? I don't even like food smells in my house. Like when I come in the house.
You eat outside too. Take your food out. You take a walk to eat.
We clean up right after we eat because I don't really, I mean, well, not right after, but I don't like to walk in and smell food.
I open up all the windows. Yeah, clean up quick because I don't like the lingering smell. Cass, you too?
Yeah, I hate that. I hate it too. Even when I cook stuff, I'm cooking with the window open, bro. I don't know why. I'm with you guys.
Same.
Are you guys cooking Indian every night? What's going on?
There's definitely spices going on.
Yeah,
the smell of food is all right, though. I mean,
no, it ain't.
If it's cooked and it smells.
While you're eating, and then afterwards, you don't want to smell it no more.
Yeah, because then you go outside and you come back. Yeah, you go outside for a little bit, you come back in, and you're like, oh, it still smells like food in here.
Food in here? Nah, I don't like it. Oh, I ain't with it.
Y'all OD.
I've never heard of that either. I've never heard of rushing to get the smell of the food out the house. No.
The food is going to fade once you put it in the pot.
Yeah, it just goes away. Like, what are you guys worried about? Y'all sound crazy to me.
Why it still smell like spaghetti in here?
Like, yo, I want to wipe down.
Smells like meat sauce.
I want to wipe down counters. I'm wiping down the table.
Cleaning up is just wanting to be clean. I get that part, but being like, if I smell turkey burger again, I'm gonna puke. What is wrong with you?
We didn't say all that. I just said I didn't like it. I don't want it. I want it gone. Once I'm done, once the food is done, for the most part, I mean, yeah, within a few hours is fine. But like, if you cook in the afternoon and it still smells like food in the evening, I'm like, yo, we need to clean up, bro.
Open windows.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Cannot do it.
Hey, Shawnee, listen, man. Shawnee, if you want to come over, roll something up and cook something, we can do it. No problem. we can smell the weed. We can smell the food. It'll all go away.
It'll smell like curry chicken in here.
Well, I mean, it depends, I guess, on what the food is, right? Maybe my food's not flavorful enough that it hits me like that. I've had some neighbors that you're like, what is going on in there?
Oh, guys? No.
What are you cooking?
Listen, when the neighbor's food comes in, I'm tight.
Especially if it smells good. I'm like, what are you guys having? Because it's not what I'm having.
Now, why aren't you sharing?
Right, because it smells like you guys are. It smells like a restaurant in there. What is happening?
Yo, what is y'all got going on? It's Ebro Law and Rosenberg. The big story today is Diddy and another allegation.
Yeah.
And now let's be honest. We have heard rumors around Diddy and people telling stories about Diddy and his escapades. You know, and abuses even for a long time. Abuse of power, sex. We've heard these things. There was no substantiating evidence until Cassie brought her claims. Mm-hmm. And Diddy settled those faster than you could get a loan from a bank. And it was tens of millions, we're told. And that was, I mean, that money was, that wasn't even a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that was quick.
That was extremely quick.
That was quick. So then more allegations have come, and there's more lawsuits. And the rest of them, so far, what we're hearing from Diddy's camp is, yeah, nah, that none of this, no, we're not, no, this isn't true, this isn't true, they're going to fight it. And I think even Diddy, didn't he come out and say enough is enough at a point?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah.
But as people who have interviewed Diddy, known Diddy, played his music, and supported him, what exactly, and even for the audience, right? Like, as people who are fans of the music and all of that. What do you want to see happen? For me, I want the people who feel abused. I want the people who feel like Diddy used his power and did them wrong. I want them to have space to make their claims. And whatever claims that they want to make, I want them to have space for that. And I want that to be litigated for their back. I want them to be heard. I don't want people to feel like they're going to be silenced. Like that, in any of these situations, that's kind of always my top. But then after that, what is it? Is it about money? Is it about criminal?
Because they're saying in most of these cases, they're pursuing money. It's not like...
Well, I mean, this one is the most recent, Laura, the story you were telling, the guy wants $30 million, correct?
According to TMZ, he's suing for $30 million.
And so that's what this individual wants. He wants money and this is mostly sexual assault. But there, and he thinks that he was drugged and raped. But there, because even in the lawsuit, he said he thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even if it wasn't that part, even if it was just all the other stuff that he says he knows happened, if right. that turned out to be true, all of that would be worth millions on its own.
Right.
Yeah, and he named names, and he was very specific on his claims, which is, you know, it's interesting because he was very, you know, direct about his claims.
So you're saying, like, what do you think is the end goal here?
Well, I think the end goal is to, you know, I think for all of this, from Harvey Weinstein to Russell Simmons to Diddy, Donald Trump's settlement with, what's the lady's name? I forget her name, that just won the lawsuit with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think with all of this, it is abuse of power. It is people who use and abuse their power to take advantage of people who do not have power.
I agree with that.
Like, that's the basis of this. And the powerless and those that don't have big money and those that, you know, aren't, you know, big CEOs at companies or, you know, presidents of the United States, you know, they want these individuals to know that you just can't treat people this way. You can't just take advantage of people and think that the little guy is not going to fight back. And I'm all for that. I hate to break, you know, if you have some issue here with it, I'm for that, 100%.
Well, I don't see who reasonably would be against that. I know you're right that people would, but like you'd have to be crazy, in my opinion, to not be opposed to that. But like, I also want to understand, through one of these things, we can start to learn what goes wrong with these people. Or does something not go wrong? It is simply that the kind of personality that can rise to this level, business-wise, is sick by nature. Are they sick by nature?
Like, they're just a salacious, like, incessant, addictive, abusive personality.
Like, that's the only... And it worked for them in business? That personality worked for them? Or is it you get to a certain point of power and you develop this craving for more of it that makes you become the sick, deviant person? Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe it's that.
You think they get the power and then they become sicker as they get the power? I think you're probably
right. They're never fully satisfied.
I inherently think that it's something different. I think that everybody has things that they would like to do, and they don't have the means to do it. Like, this, I feel like there's always just been in them. And once you have the means to do it, you're just going to be like, all right, well, now I could do it. Who's going to stop me? You know what I'm saying?
So it's
not like they become that. It's just that the money and the power amplifies what was already there.
Well, and there's all the above, right? Because some industries, you know, the entertainment industry you've always heard about has this reputation of these, you know, creative, damaged, you know, individuals who just want to be, they want money and they want fame, and fame costs. And there's this kind of like, you know, world of like, you got to pay your dues, and how you pay your dues to become someone in here, you have to have good relationships, and the people who hold the relationships and the money to get close to them, and you got to go to their parties, and you got to go to their house, and you got to have, you know what I mean? Even when you look at the Bill Cosby allegations, right? It was like people coming to Bill Cosby's house, you know, asking for advice in entertainment, and, you know, and meanwhile, he's slipping them things in their drinks. And the next thing they know, they wake up upstairs in his bedroom. Right?
Yeah. But isn't it weird, too, that there seems to be... I mean, so many of these different stories that we've learned about over the last decade have been horrible. But is it me, or does it seem that the sickest, most depraved of them come from people who are also CEOs? Like the boss.
Right.
The boss ones all seem worse even than the performer ones. The performer ones are bad. Like they did something. They violated people. They stepped way out. But these boss ones, it's like they operate in a world where everyone's so scared of them that they had full systems in place of this filth.
Yeah. Well, so let's go back
to that goes with abuse of power, though. Imagine how many people are willing to turn the other, you know, like forgive, but forget. In order to stay on course, I'm an up-and-coming actress. I got my first shot. I don't want to seem problematic. You know what I mean? Because, guys, not that long ago were women absolutely blackballed, blacklisted for speaking out about their sexual harassment and sexual assaults.
Mm-hmm.
They were labeled, you know what I mean, liars, problematic, and they would never see another job again.
Right.
And then we have a tendency to beat up the people who may have worked around the person to be like, how did they not do something? And it's like, it's an unfortunate way of where we don't even understand that even beyond the people who were sexually abused by these people, sometimes the people who worked around them are victims as well because they weren't in a position to blow the whistle on them. That's not really how whistleblowing can work. It is very hard for the underling to blow the whistle.
That's the Ghislaine Maxwell Epstein scenario, right? Like they were in cahoots. Right. And she worked for him. But let's go bring it back to New York City. Remember Attorney General Elliot Spitzer?
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Spitzer had a full prostitution ring going on as the Attorney General of the state of New York. And got busted for having a full prostitution ring. And at the time, I remember clearly saying to myself, oh, he just wanted to see what he could get away with. And he was the type of individual that wanted power. He wanted power. He wanted to be the attorney general. He wanted to after that become governor. Like, he wanted power. And I think there is something, and I don't remember who said it, but there is something to these individuals who must be at the top of the food chain. I must be all powerful by any means necessary. Can't stop, won't stop. Like this incessant desire to be Donald Trump. Same thing. This incessant desire to be hot. I got to be relevant. I got to be hot. I got to be in power. I got to be, you know what I mean? There's something in there that they're willing to do anything. And they probably also, something happened to them so that they could get the power that they have. Mm. And it's this vicious cycle of this kind of rites of passage of a lot, like you guys said, of allowing abuse so that you can have the position that you've always dreamed of. Or wanted or desired. And they know these kind of these influential positions in society are very few.
Right.
Like, they're very few. The biggest politician, the biggest record exec, the person who controls what movies get greenlit and not greenlit. There's only a few positions like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the people who have always kind of controlled these positions, not all, but so it seem to be the most abusive.
By the way, I think you may have misspoke. I don't think Elliot Spitzer had a prostitution ring.
You sure?
I don't think so. I think he had prostitutes. I don't think he ran the ring. I think he was caught with prostitutes.
You sure?
I'm not sure, but unless you're sure it's what you said, I would go with what I said.
Fam, you know what I mean? He was so involved.
Allegedly. Yeah, or add a nice allegedly. I don't think he had a ring, though. I don't think he ran the ring. Remember he snuck the lady out in the suitcase? Spencer was the one who snuck the lady out in a suitcase,
oh my
believe.
God, I don't remember.
Yo, what?
This.
Yes. What?
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, no. But I don't think it was his thing. I think he was just getting them. I mean, listen, it's not good. I'm not trying to clean it up. No, I just want to make sure.
You want to make sure it's correct.
There's a difference there. Yeah. These people, man, it's friggin' scary. And this
New York Times headline: Governor Elliot Spitzer of New York is linked to prostitution ring.
Linked to ring, though, that doesn't mean ran ring. That could mean was
he's
in,
been caught
was,
on a federal wiretap arranging to meet with high priced prostitute.
Exactly.
In an affidavit, yeah. So he was just linked to it.
Yeah, he was in the ring. He wasn't running the ring.
He wasn't running the ring.
No, he.
Oh yeah, I remember. The person briefed on the case identified Spitzer as client number 9.
See, exactly, and that's what made me think
client
is
number
that
nine.
Is that I remembered he's a client. You don't, you don't get the name client when you're.
Yeah,
owner,
yeah, not when you're, right? when you're the final
the
boss.
Ringmaster.
When you're the final boss, month. You don't get client 9.
but also, like we said early on, you know, this Diddy one is. I feel like we're just going to keep getting story after story and varying degrees of horrible. And as I said early on, I don't think we're ever going to hear from him again in a real way. I just don't know if people quite process that part. But like,
right.
I think it's over. 100% over, which is weird for us.
Well, and you know what I think about a lot? Piece. Well, you know what I really think about even more than that? Because he had a great run. He made a lot of money. So he's going to be all right. What I think about more than that are his kids. Because his kids' identity are so tied to him.
Yo, I mean, one of his kids, I consider a real friend. Who I really. I mean, I like a bunch of his kids, but one of his kids.
I'm cool
is the
with
homie.
All of them. Yeah,
but one of them's the homie for real, and I haven't even been like reached out. I don't
what do
even
you say?
Know what to
what
say.
Say.
I know I don't know what to say. He's such a good kid, and like you didn't do anything. As far as we know, you're just a kid. Like you've been like in this crazy world. Like whoa. My dad or stepdad is kind of wild, lives this life, but you're just living your own life as a person. There's so many other victims when these things happen. In addition to the people that they abused, their family members are all tainted.
Yo, you know what we should do? I don't know if Risa Tisa will get tight, but her thing was who the F did I marry? We should periodically on the show, we should take calls. Who the F is my family?
That's a great... Yo, God. You did it again. First Freedom Friday, now this.
Who the F is my family Thursday? Who the F is my family Thursday?
No, we need a Thursday. We got Whitish Wednesday. We got Freedom Friday.
We need a Thursday.
That gets us through the week.
Who the F is my family? Like, I love Discovery, who the F is my where you're family like, Thursday. Yo, who the F is my family?
I'm related to monsters.
No, bro.
Whatever.
It doesn't always have to be monster. Maybe some days it'll be lighter. But some days it could be really... Yo, like, it's my family, but I don't mess with these people. Like, yes, they're my family, but, like, I do not mess with them. I feel so bad for some of those people, man, that are just like, yo, and imagine these people who built these huge legacies. You built this entire legacy. Your whole life was this thing you were so successful at. And now, yo, bottom of the first paragraph, top, it might be the, depending how bad it is, it might be the top of the first paragraph. When you die, they're going to have details of the disgusting dirt that you did. That will define you as much as your legacy. That is your legacy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Let's go. Let's get to the gurus.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite.
That's what we
to
do.
To shine the light on your darkness. Shani Coltrane, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Yo, our team is a piece of garbage.
Wait, what?
How's that?
Rasan text. Elliot's Spitzer, top 10 client, though.
What?
Number 9, right?
Number 9 is top 10.
Oh, my God. All right.
Zen,
Rosenberg.
Zen.
Thank you, Shani. Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
And I was listening to the gurus yesterday. I'd like to clear a couple of things up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. What?
Oh, my God. What happened?
I mean, first of all, Rosenberg, you said I wouldn't be away for a long time. When I said that, I meant weeks at a time.
Oh.
A Friday here, a Monday there might happen.
True.
At that time, when I was like, yo, I'm not going to be taking any time.
For a long time. Okay, fair.
The other thing that I heard was sound bites of like...
Oh, you know who that was. You know who that was.
Sound bites.
Mr. Thick and like...
Oh, Mr. Thick went down to get some handcuffs?
Listen, I was talking about Robin Thick. Who, if you're a professional and you call him...
How would you refer to him?
After you say it, you're like...
No, hey, Sean, tell us. What would you call him?
What you call him?
So you can isolate it and play it again?
Yeah, we need a better cleaner.
We need a cleaner one.
I heard it. It was all muddy. Nah, I think it's lost now.
Now, Shani, in all fairness. Not Robin, but his father, Alan Thick.
Right.
How would you refer to him? Great question.
Alan Thick.
No.
And Robin Thick. But if you're a professional,
for God's sake, show some respect.
If you're a doctor, you're going to be like, is Mr. Thick here?
Right. Is Mr. Thick here?
What can I do about that? The other one was Hancock the movie. Come on, bro.
By the way, you're talking to the wrong people.
You love Hancock.
You know nobody here was running the board yesterday, right?
Yeah, I know why Nito keeps the jobs. You know,
what about Shani, be real.
You love the movie.
All right.
I think it's a great movie. It's one of my favorites.
There you go.
Will Smith.
Right.
What's the character's name?
I don't remember his first name, bro.
Well, Shani, what about Boys to Men?
You do love Boys to Men.
I do like Boys to Men. Boys to Men is a great group. And I like the movie Hancock, okay?
Now why do you feel the the need to clear this up, and we need to get back to the gurus.
What are you waiting to talk about?
All I'm saying is I heard you like Hancock,
and you referred to
Robin Thicke as Mr. Thicke. That's his name.
There you go. We got a nice clean one right there. Thanks, guys.
Isolate that.
Yo, y'all are hard.
All right, let's zen and focus. Rosenberg, who is out there?
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Shawnee Culture is back from Jamaica.
I haven't even slept. I came here straight.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got in at 5 o'clock this morning. Yeah. Straight out.
Well, we are back to float on lily pads and find peace together as frogs ribbiting through the universe. Send your emails today to the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Myself, Mr. Thicke, or Hancock will get to the email and we will help you all out.
Zen.
All right, guys, here we go. Hey, gurus.
Hey.
And members of the show, I listen daily as I get my daughter ready for daycare. And I even get my husband listening. We love the podcast. My question seems silly, but I want your advice. My husband cooks enough food for a family of 4 or 5, and he hates leftovers. The other night, he made lots of grilled chicken. We both ate and even gave some to a neighbor, and we still have food left. The next day, he wanted beef and said he would eat the chicken later. This has happened several times. Even last week, he bought a lot of pork and cooked most of it, but the majority of it was tossed in the trash. We are 2 adults with a baby, by the way. I grew up an only child, and leftovers were the norm for dinner if we had them. He grew up in a family of 5, and his mom cooked a fresh meal every day. I am a 32-year-old black female. Husband is a 31-year-old Latino. We are a happy family, but this annoys me so much. I will take any advice if you guys read this. Thanks. I love you guys. From Leftover Lauren.
Leftover Lauren.
That's what we call her. She's got all the leftovers.
This is a big problem in some houses. I've heard this a few times.
Yeah, me too. This is the excess food being thrown out.
Yeah.
Depending on the person, it can be a big deal. Here's the thing I don't understand, though. Your guy knows that he's only cooking adult food for 2. Right? And maybe if the baby's eating meat or starts eating it, that'll be a small portion. Why can't my man just tone down the amount of food he's buying? Like, why does he have to prepare food for 4 or 5 people?
That does seem like the easy solution.
I mean, that's it. Tell your man to stop being weird. So say the gurus. I mean, what are we talking about?
Don't overcook. Period.
I think you're right. I think it's pretty much that simple.
Yeah. Either that, or with all due respect, grow up and stop being a baby about not having leftovers. If you made enough chicken for 4 or 5 people, and then you ate chicken on Monday, well, then guess what we're having on Tuesday?
Some chicken. Leftovers, honestly, what I'm hearing is you guys have a great plan for the week.
Exactly.
Sounds like less work.
For one day.
Yeah.
At least for one day. Or how about this? Oh, we made too much chicken for dinner. Guess what? I guess that means we're having chicken for lunch tomorrow. I mean, there's got to be, right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can remix it. You know what I mean? Make a variation. Like, if you did baked chicken, I don't know, flip it around, make some tacos the next day. Do something to change the world.
There you go, Laura.
You know Laura, throw it in the blender. Have a chicken smoothie. Whatever it is. You know what I mean?
And I guess some of it will come from, like, if he's buying most of the food and he's cooking, he may feel like, well, I have this option. Mm-hmm. Where I've seen in some circumstance, maybe the mom, she purchases the food and he doesn't want the leftovers, so now he's wasting money. That can be an issue, too. But you know what I'm saying? So it really depends on what their dynamic is. Because is it a wasting money issue? Is it just her growing up to say, we never wasted food and it's kind of something in me?
You know, I definitely relate to the idea of, you know, every once in a while, if we have a situation where we mess up and, like, we just have to dump food, like, I do feel a way about it. I feel guilty. I just can't. it's really hard for me to take perfectly good food
and just put it in the trash.
I mean, I struggle even with fruits and, you know, because my wife loves having the house full of fruits and vegetables, and she will really make an effort to find ways to use every bit of fruit and vegetable even. But with meat, I feel even worse because, not to be all whatever, but it's like something gave its life for this. We're not just going to chuck this into the garbage. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, you're almost, you're damn near a vegan. You're on your way.
Well, you guys know, but famously, my version of vegetarianism when I was in college, I was a vegetarian for a year.
Oh, yeah?
And by that, I mean I would not purchase meat, but I would eat my friend's leftovers.
Oh, my God.
And they'd be like, why are you
such a trash person?
They'd be like, but you're a vegetarian. I'd be like, yeah, but you already ordered it. Like, I'm not going to let this thing go to waste. I'm not going to order any more. I'm not going to have you just throw that perfectly good half a hamburger in the trash. Pass that right over here, my G.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, this should be able to be figured out, man. I hope that you guys get on the same page and get them to understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, just maybe have a little plan. You know what I mean? Like, make plans. Like, just give them ideas on how to remix certain recipes so you're less wasteful. Or just be like, here, my G, just 2 chicken breasts is fine for this recipe.
Oh, and by the way, last option is, if he refuses to change on that for whatever weird reason, you could be like, yo, well, from now on, if we have leftover blank the next day, just know I'm eating the leftovers the next day. You could cook a different meal. I'm going to eat the leftovers. Like, I don't want to waste. So you have multiple ways to go about this. But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, as far as the emails we get on this show, Laura, this sounds like a pretty good problem to have. Y'all have
fun. It's a first world problem, by the way.
Big first world relationship problem.
Yes. Okay, I hope it helps. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles. What's cracking? What you got?
Coming up in the flashing lights report, guys, I don't know if you guys peeped this, but the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx just received one of the largest ever charitable gifts an educational institution in the United States has ever gotten.
Wow.
I'm talking Billy. So,
yo, this story made me tear up. I am going to hold
you. Yeah, me too. We'll talk about it coming up.
And don't forget, guys, 9 a.m. today. You know what it is on Tuesdays. It's Hot 97 YouTube channel.
The show after the show.
Oh, the big after the show live show. We do. We'll break. I want to hear about Shiny Culture's Jamaica trip. We got to break this thing down.
Yo, and I think our internet director, what's his title? Digital director, what's his name? King Louie? What does he do again?
I don't know. He just said,
he forgot all about it.
Oh, yo, hit the button. 9 o'clock, YouTube, Hot 97.
LLJ Cool J.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, everybody. A little bit of sunshine, a little bit of haze right now. And then later on, clouds pull up. It's supposed to rain tonight. But the weather you were saying, Laura Stiles, the actual temperature is nice. 59 is what I have.
Yeah, I have a high, high of 50. I have a high of 58, close enough, and a little rain. The rain's supposed to kick in around 7 p.m.
Plot twist is tomorrow's going up to 61, and Thursday we only get 41, then it kind of warms back up through the weekend.
Crazy.
And there's some chances of rain over the weekend, but hey, it looks like next week is in the 50s, lows in the 40s, so maybe Punxsutawney Phil was right. The groundhog.
So happy.
You know?
Maybe you're right, because we did get hit with the quick winter after, but then maybe it's going to fade on us. We'll see.
But spring is technically not here till March 23rd. So Punxsutawney Phil and the rest of the Groundhog crew, they said early spring. So if that's warmer weather before March 23rd. They technically
Pakistani get it filling right. Them boys?
Yeah.
It's spring again.
Talk to them. Let's go flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
All right, man. This story made me tear up, guys. So, Ruth Goetzman, she's 93 years old. She's a 93-year-old widow of a Wall Street financier that donated $1 billion to a Bronx medical school, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
Dope.
With instructions that the gift be used to cover tuition for all students going forward.
Yo, I mean, this story had me teared up.
Oh, my God.
So check it out.
Yes.
So you saw, Laura, that her husband, he worked for Berkshire Hathaway. Which is Warren Buffett's company early on and made an investment early on, right?
Yep.
That investment just sat there. And if she's giving away $1 billion, I don't know what else is left. Because when he died in 2022, he basically told her, do whatever you think is right with this money that she had no idea existed.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
that's exactly what the quote is. His instructions were simple. Do whatever you think is right with it. And it's just, and the donation is so important, not only for how much, you know, its size, but also because it's going to a medical institution in the Bronx. It's the city's poorest neighborhood, the poorest borough. Damn. I mean, borough, not neighborhood, but it is so beautiful. This is going to change lives, guys. Imagine being a medical student, bro, and being like, yo, you're good. You can go to school for free. Crazy, right?
That's
crazy. Dumb, please look into the story because it truly made me tear up also when I read it.
And she used to work at the school, right?
Yeah. Yep. She spent like 55 years as the chair of the school's board. So incredible. I just wanted to share that story for something positive today. But that's your flashing lights report.
Well, and it's a very just for everybody else out there, I was just looking this up. It's a very diverse school. It's 35% white, 25% Hispanic or Latino, and 18% black or African American at this school, at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
That's dope, man. Oh, let's go live, man. YouTube.
Let's do it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.